If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is time now for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Governor Newsom unveiled his May revised budget today. It calls for cutbacks to health insurance and for undocumented migrants, the governor pointing to President Trump and those policies to as being to blame for a good chunk of the state's $12 billion shortfall. Phil, is the governor right? Is it the Trump administration's fault?
Well, I don't know if it's his fault, but it's definitely a factor. It's also a fault of the state to be spending more than it's bringing in, and it has been for a while. California is a boom-bust economy. It has been ever since we discovered gold in the state. Things go up, and then they go down. The dot-com comes up, the real estate goes up. The real estate comes down, the dot-com comes down. What we've had is really sporadic times. And California's tax structure is built in a really sort of, you know, bubble way. The fact of the matter is the top 1% of California earners, those billionaires and such with their tech companies or wherever they're making it, they've 1% of their constitute 1% of the population, and they pay over 50% of the income tax in California. When they're doing well, we do well. When they don't do well, for whatever reason, we have budget problems. And what's happened is you can say, okay, it's the Trump administration. Yes, it was also the wildfires. Yes, it was also just the change in tech. Yes, there's a whole lot of factors going in here into this. But the fact of the matter is Gavin Newsom, when we were flush, started spending on programs, and he doesn't have the money to keep going on it.
Is it controversial, you think, to cut back on health insurance for the undocumented immigrants?
It's going to be controversial. He's already getting blowback by state legislatures. But the state legislatures represent themselves and constituents much different than the average Californian. He's cutting back. He's not eliminating. There's some that said, you know, basically when he made this move that it was going to cost a lot more than he was saying, and it did. And it's not just the undocumented. It's the whole Medi-Cal system is costing a lot more. But he made that move. So now he's saying we got to scroll it back. For those who are 19 years and over, they're going to have to start paying $100 a month. I think that most Californians would say that's reasonable. You know, $100 a month for health insurance? Yeah, I'd take it. But there's going to be some that say, no, these people are poor and you shouldn't be doing that. But I think it would be tougher politically to say, oh, we're going to continue to give it to them for nothing and we're going to cut other programs that affect other people in the state. That would be political trouble.
Yeah, that'd be tough. Let's turn this around. Any good news in this revised budget out today?
Yeah, that it's not as bad as it could be. I mean, yes, he's got to cut back on this on programs that he was aspiring to before, but we're still holding well, pretty much well. The problem is the budget just represents the state spending. Spending for you and I is much more dependent on what we pay at the pump and what we pay for, let's say, homeowners insurance if we can get it. Those are the bigger problems facing Gavin Newsom right now when it comes to yours and my budget. And that's the one that Sacramento doesn't, you know, see, as we're yet to see them really move on that. But on this budget, he'll make it through. A billion here, a billion there, here, that's California.
All right, Phil, thank you. That's our KCBS insider, Phil Mateer. Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.